Pianist and singer Hatta Brooks, known as the Queen of the Boogie, died last week. She was 86 years old. Brooks gained popularity with this song, Swingin' the Boogie, in 1945. It also helped launch Los Angeles-based Modern Records, which became the top rhythm and blues label on the West Coast. In an NPR interview 3 years ago, Brooks explained her fascination with Boogie and gave a demonstration.
I had listened to Boogie. I had listened to Pete Johnson and Albert Ammons and played them practically half the day. I guess I was listening more to Pete Johnson, Left Hand, because that's where Boogie is. However, you know, it was in the bass. There's only one note in octave style, or in fifths, or choo-choo chain. And the one thing, you know,
Brooks added singing to her repertoire in 1947 while performing with the Charlie Barnett Orchestra at the Million Dollar Theater in downtown Los Angeles. Over the next dozen years, she established her reputation as a torch singer with records such as All Night Long.
I wanna love you all night long. Nobody but you. All night long.
Hatta Brooks' popularity crested in the 1950s, and she retired in 1971, but enjoyed a revival starting in the late 1980s. She still was winning over audiences at club performances as late as September of this year.
I want them to cry. I want them to fall in love, and I want them to laugh. I'll make you cry right now and laugh at the next tune.
And I'll do most anything for you. You'll never